Glad to have Joe Garofoli from The Chronicle with us. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good to have you here. And, of course, there's been a wave of support for gun control, changes in who can buy a gun at what age, et cetera. We've got the voices of teenagers across the country and a number of high-profile businesses cutting ties with the NRA. Is a motion going to make a difference with Congress, or will the bottom economic line do it?
Well, it might be. It'll be a combination of both. I was talking with we did a story in the Chronicle the other day about how the free market might be able to do what Congress hasn't been able to do, but it has to be a critical mass. You talked about Dick's and some of the other sporting goods, some of the other stores that are making changes. That will move Congress in ways that other people can't, because that's moving money.
Yeah.
That's moving constituencies. And the other thing is the kids, as you mentioned. That is, as Ralph Nader told me in our story the other day, that's the new ingredient. There's a guy who's done consumer boycotts for decades. It's a new voice. It's a fresh voice. It's a, in some ways, unimpeachable so far voice.
Yeah.
These are young kids who have seen the tragedy in front of them. And that's going to be a very different dynamic when those kids march in Washington in a couple of weeks and in cities around the country. It's going to be weird because in two ways. Number one, it's kids. It's harder to,
ignore.
Speak out against kids. And the other thing is, from economic terms, that is the future market of these companies. They are the future customers.
That's a good point.
And if they're ticked off, and if they don't, if they have some kind of either anti-gun feelings or anti-gun, if they're kind of ticked off, and if they're not feeling right, then those companies are going to suffer.
I mean, I personally think Dick's is doing this because they don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people. I mean, they want to make a lot of money off the good press they're getting, is what I meant to say. And there's also an interesting company in Napa that took a stand too, right?
There is, right, in your neck of the woods. It's a food service company, and they said they do $500,000 worth of business with FedEx, and they love their FedEx guy. This is the name of the company is Rancho Gordo. It's an 18-person food company in Napa. They love their FedEx service. They love their FedEx reps, but they were not happy with how FedEx said, we're going to continue to offer discounts to the NRA and such. And so they said, well, you know what? This is a moral issue for us, and we're going to cut our ties with FedEx, and we'll figure it out. And that's they do, as I said, $500,000 worth of service fees.
Yeah, and that's one shot.
Year with their delivery. That's one shot.
Yeah.
Now, if other companies did that, that would begin to take a toll. That might put pressure on FedEx. That might put pressure on the NRA. That might put pressure on Congress. So it's going to be, it's a slow build. But these are different dynamics in this gun debate than the usual things that we hear after a horrible mass shooting.
You're right.
Where, the Republicans say one thing, the Democrats say one thing, and nothing happens.
And you talked also in the Chronicle, Joe, about one of the contestants, I could call them, for the GOP, as far as the governor's slot in California goes, is pulling out of the race. Does anybody know him, and does anybody care about this?
Oh, yes. Doug Ossie. Doug Ossie was actually a three-term congressman from, from the Sacramento area. He was only in the race about a couple of months, less than a couple of months, maybe. He pulled out, but it's not so much who he is, but why he pulled out. He pulled out because he told me that there just isn't the money out there. The donors who typically give to the Republican Party don't feel there's a way forward for a Republican candidate. So people who had typically given $25,000, we're giving $1,000.
Without money, you
can't compete. He raised maybe $100,000, maybe less than that, $175,000 over a couple months. For perspective, the leading fundraiser in the governor's race is Gavin Newsom, who has $19.5 million cash on hand.
There's some disparity there, Joe.
He has a little bit of a disparity. The other thing is it's actually good news for Republicans because they had three candidates running. Now they're down to two. In the governor's race, in the primary, the top two candidates, regardless of what party they're in, move on to the general election. since there's only about 41% of the vote is going to go towards a Republican candidate, and right now we have six candidates, it's going to be very hard for one Republican to break through, particularly because they're polling very low right now. So the fewer Republicans, the better. If there's one Republican in the race, they have a better shot of getting into the finals.
Makes
because
sense.
They could get more of that 41%.
Well, it's a busy time in California and across the nation for many reasons, and thanks for sharing your insight into a couple of them, Joe. Appreciate you being here.
Always fun being on. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe. That is Joe Garofoli, writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.